Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Can you guess the very rude thing that Corey said to me right before?
And the last word Kevin said before his mic turned on.
We went on air, yeah, 877-881-1053. I timed that out to make sure that wasn't on the air.
It worked.
Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you Dallas Cowboys insider and Corey Major's rudeness mentor, no. Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
I thought you guys were laughing because I was up next.
No,
I was laughing because the man who once interned with you said something very mean to me, and I want to know how much time you spent mentoring him on being a good coworker.
Yeah, I don't know if we went over that subject too much.
I bet you didn't.
Yeah. I kind of left him on his own there.
Yeah. Well, Mickey, he, you know, Kevin's a really close friend of mine. And I think
you can get away with
that.
You can
be the meanest to your best of friends.
That's right.
All right.
Yes.
Mickey, in addition to the usual info that you give us, you know that I love to every now and again direct people to something very specific that you wrote on DallasCowboys.com. And I would love to start with that if we can. The question was posed to you about the signing of Jadeveon Clowney and how that might work in tandem or perhaps interfere with some of the young defensive ends that this team has. I would direct everyone, of course, to DallasCowboys.com. But for those who haven't seen it yet, could you share your answer?
Yeah, it was a mailbag question, and the person emailing, or however he got in touch with us, was worried that the signing of a veteran like that would stunt the growth of the young players. And at this point, you know, from the beginning, who knows how many snaps he's going to take, right? And I thought that if nothing else, bringing his experience into that room might override anything that he actually does on the field. Saw him the other day out there talking with some young guys and kind of showing them things. And it's a young room, if you think about it. The most experienced guy, Dante Fowler Jr., right?
Yep.
And then Sam Williams. And Sam Williams didn't play last year.
Right.
And so we're talking the rest of those guys no more than in their, or the majority of the rest, no more in their second year. So you're talking a pretty inexperienced defensive front. And at least this guy's been around the block. Now, I know he's on his seventh team and, you know, and I don't know, you know, his history, why that's happened. But all I know in the last 2 years, he's had 15 sacks combined. Now, can I get half of that on a part-time player? I just don't think it hurts. I think it helps to have somebody with experience in that room.
Mickey, are you, when it comes to the running game and Javonte Williams, are you getting more than you expected out of him?
I wasn't sure about that. until I got to training camp. And I kind of saw him in practices, and I'm going, well, this guy's got a little something. And I know they weren't tackling, and we didn't get to see him in preseason games. But just seeing his kind of wiggle into the line and breaking out in the holes. And then I was surprised about his speed. Not that he's like a 4-3 guy or anything, but just speed as a running back. And I was going, they might have something here. You know, we got to see it. And then, you know, we really didn't get to see it, you know, in tackle football, because that's where you got to see running backs, right?
Right.
And then, you know, I mean, think about the play on the sideline when he ran over, was it a DB trying to tackle him this last game?
Yeah.
And he just exploded over the guy. And it's like, okay, that's what you want to see from a running back. Can you run through tackles? Can you run through tackles at the line of scrimmage? Because it's not going to be clean all the time. And I saw it, and I'm going, okay, you can win with this guy. Now, you know, you don't need to give him 20, 25 carries a game. But as a, you know, the guy, and then, you know, substitute the other guys in at times, I think he can do this. And, you know, 97 yards against that Giants defense, that was a pretty good performance.
I liked it.
Yeah.
And I like Schottenheimer saying, yeah, I should have gave him another carry so he got 100.
Yep.
Right. And I
had another touchdown, so my fantasy points would have been better.
You don't, Mickey, I feel like I know the answer to this question. You don't play fantasy football.
No, I do not. Okay. Yeah.
And so when you talk about the 97 yards from Javonte Williams, and we've had this conversation in the past, like you just alluded to, it was the way he got the 97 yards that I thought was particularly impressive for sure. I know that this player was before you started covering the Cowboys, but we lost the linebacker, DeeDee Lewis.
Yes.
I always love to know, because you've had experiences with so many different people from this team, if that is somebody who you'd ever chatted with, shared stories with, interviewed, et cetera.
Yeah, I got to know a little bit about him before I even got here. When I was working in Jackson, Mississippi at the newspaper, one of the guys on the staff, and turned out to be one of my best friends, covered him when he was at Mississippi State. And he knew a lot about DeeDee Lewis, so I got to hear stories about him. And then by the time I got here, he had retired, but I got an opportunity to meet him in different situation, and boy, was he funny. Just a hilarious guy, good-natured, and I remember the last interview I did with him, and it probably was...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, 8 years ago, something like that. And we got on to this subject about, you know, what you did in the off season. Did you have to work? Because the guys back then in the 70s, some of them, and especially if you started in the late 60s, they had part-time jobs in the off season
right,
to supplement their salaries, sometimes making more money than they did playing football. And so I was asking about that. He goes, no, I didn't have an off-season job. I said, so how much did you work out? He goes, every day.
Oh.
I got in the swimming pool and I did 16-ounce curls.
Really?
You know what he's meaning, right?
1 pound curls.
Yeah.
16 ounce.
Is that 1 pound?
No. Yeah. That's a big beer.
Oh.
I was going to say, because it is.
It's a tall boy right there. Yeah.
It's a tall boy.
Okay.
That was.
I was thinking he was swimming with weights. And, man, I feel really dumb now.
I caught on immediately.
Well, Kevin doesn't drink, yeah. So it makes a lot of sense.
But I should be able to use common sense. Now, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Dede Lewis is also responsible for telling reporters that Texas Stadium has a hole in the roof so God can watch his favorite team play, right?
I heard that, and I didn't know that that's when that started. And I evidently said it after he retired the next year or something. But I could see him saying that, right?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's the kind of guy he was. But, yeah, he was, what a character. And unfortunately these days we don't have many characters in the game anymore. We eliminate them or make sure we mute them because if they say something, there's consequences.
Yeah. And the media has to take some blame for that, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you can make a mountain out of a molehill now these days and you got something to write that's easy. So, yeah, but yeah, he was a gregarious guy, neat guy. And the one stat, and I saw all the stats about him and everything, but the fact that he ended up making 135 consecutive regular season starts, I just think that's amazing. And I know he's not in the Ring of Honor or the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he did get selected to the College Football Hall of Fame and the Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame. Oh. So that kind of tells you what people thought about him in his various careers from college to the NFL.
Now, looping back around, first of all, thank you for that as well. You always give us great insight on these Cowboys alumni. Looping back around to the modern Cowboys, one of the things that Schottenheimer said after the Giants game was he thought that the early offensive struggles might have been reflective of kind of slower practices and everything like that. Do you ever recall a coach talking about that in the middle of the week prior to the game where he's like, man, we really haven't practiced very well, so I don't know how this game's going to go?
I've heard it before, and I've certainly heard it afterwards too.
Yeah.
Saying, well, this is kind of reflective of how we practice. We didn't have a good practice. I've heard coaches go, yeah, you know what? Wednesday wasn't very good. We got to pick it up on Thursday. And I can recall McCarthy saying similar things during the week before the game. You know what? He's a pretty open book.
It does appear that, doesn't it? And
there's not many questions that he doesn't give you a thoughtful answer to.
True.
Even if it's a bad question, he figures out, or a question he doesn't want to answer, like the one yesterday about Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was like, well, no, I'm fine. I'll talk football. And
do you feel that way as well about that? Because I know that's...
I think that's pretty... on the edge right there of, I mean,
agreed.
The fact that, and it's like, well, only he does virtual interviews with the next head coach of the game he's covering or announcing, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the other guys are in there and they're going to go, hey, guess what so-and-so said, Tom? And, and they tell him, right? So, yeah, that's a little conflict of interest. And I like what Ben Johnson said. Well, he's not going to get anything from me.
Right.
Right? And that's how you solve it, right?
Yeah.
You're not as open in those. And those were, from my understanding, talking to the different guys, the sessions with the head coaches are very valuable as to if something happens or this is the way it turned out in the game, you have some background to say, well, yeah, and, we kind of knew or were looking for things like this. You don't have to say the coach said it, but background information like that's valuable to the job they do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, But again, yeah, you just, you know, you know what you got to say. And I thought, you know, Schottenheimer was right. Everybody's got basically everybody's playbook, right? They know it. Players of free agency and things like that, which made me think, like when the Cowboys went into the first game, nobody knew anything about what they were going to do offensively or defensively. But after you play a game, did the Giants go to school on, here's the soft spot in that defense. This is what we can do. And you kind of expose what you were doing that was an unknown in the first game.
Yep.
Do you think?
Yes, I mean, I do. He played with his seven iron all preseason and then surprised the Philadelphia Eagles.
I mean, they stopped. They held the Eagles to 24 points.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they explode, and they exploded where they should have exploded. You know, attacking one cornerback that had played 27 snaps since December 9th and didn't have any practices in training camp. And then the other guy that looked good in training camp, but they finally figured out maybe that's why Buffalo traded him. And now we got to see what happens going forward. The good thing is, you know, can you hang on for two more games? And then the Calvary's coming over the hill, and you're going to get back to who you wanted at cornerback from the start. But the problem is four of those top six guys are not available to play, and that's getting into depth pretty deep.
Yeah, we might. I might pick that conversation up with you tomorrow, specifically about Revel, because Steven had said something interesting about like his preparedness once he gets off the injured reserve. So maybe we'll pick up that conversation tomorrow, good sir.
And I'll tease that with watching him do his rehab. I think he's ready to go.
Oh, thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right, see you, boys.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo from DallasCowboys.com. That was well done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.